Talking Rugby, Telling Stories, Rugby Picker. Welcome to Rugby Pick'em. Who cares? Who knows? Why bother?
All right, fellas. Houston Sabercats.
What do you say, Houston?
Missile's back, guys.
Whoa.
Missile,
our
boy.
Are you just talking space talk? Because, you know.
Houston, we got a problem. Missile in the building. Missile's going off.
Our friend, Jeremy Missile, now back from a break in the league. But, Tommy, I think he's going to pick up right where he left off. If you don't remember, he was earning caps and selections on the wing in the old ATL team that lost to Gil Gronies in 2021 final. But yeah, Missile's back in the league, and that Houston team, John.
They've got some strike power with Missile, but Christian Dyer, he just,
is
consistent.
That's an eagle.
Really solid. So I like Houston, how they shape up and how they've been building year over year.
And last year, unfortunately, lost a home playoff game to Seattle, but made the playoffs, right? Like, turned that ship around. Pretty competitive after a couple years of not so competitive. But now that the South Africans have established themselves at the coaching end, the front office table.
Pote human.
Tommy, I really just want to see one thing. I want to see another coach fight. Call me a masochist. But nothing was better last year than Pote, Coach Pote. You know, he didn't like the way that the strength and conditioning coach for New York was talking to his boys, so he just ran out there and slapped them.
And that's how rivalries start.
That's how viral moments happen. I mean, I'm sure there's some people on the MLR Reddit saying this is hilarious. I'm sure some people were like, ugh, this isn't in the spirit of the game. Yeah. But it was funny, and I enjoyed it.
You like to see the fire.
No one got hurt. Aside from that guy who got bitch slapped. His reputation got hurt. Coach Pote, though, suspended for a month, came back, pushed the boys into the playoffs. So I want to see it again.
Does the MLR do fines like the other big leagues? Like,
I believe that they have somebody in place who is a commissioner of discipline.
Who hands down the...
No, seriously, they cite people for red cards, yellow cards. And I hope the fines aren't egregious.
Yeah, right.
Players don't make much.
I hope it's on a scale as well. Like,
yeah.
Especially if you're one of those players working less than minimum wage annually. Yeah. We're not trying
to get there are control. Rules here. This isn't NAM.
Yeah,
there are rules. You know, get it together.
What can we expect out of Houston?
Fireworks.
All right.
Glitz, glamour. No, it's not glitz and glamour. They're going to have strong strike power.
Salt of the earth.
In Houston now.
Not
I mean, it is a bayou. If there's going to be salty earth, that's your area.
The softest brood, they're going to bring it.
Yeah. One of the, you know, if we're just going to glance on the front office, congrats on owning your own stadium. I mean, that probably looks good in the balance sheet at this point. Other teams would kill to have what they have down in Houston.
You're invested, right? Yeah. It's solid.
And they fixed the pitch issue. I think they had some slip sliding going on, but I'm pretty sure that's been fixed.
Yeah, new groundskeeper.
Yeah.
I think his name's Willie.
It's a very key role.
Willie the Sabercat.
Yeah. Groundskeeper. Well, that's Scratch. Is our
well, but no, but we're talking the groundskeeper.
Got it.
Cat scratch fever. Hashtag cat scratch fever. Pecker.
Slap them.
And that's how rivalries start. Missile's going off.
there are rules here. This isn't NOM.
Yeah.
So, you know, get it together. Glitz, glamour. No, it's not glitz and glamour. These are, they're going to have strong strike power.
Salt of the earth.
Cat scratch fever. Hashtag cat scratch fever.
Know your role.